WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel running on overdrive? Like you're constantly anticipating the worst, worrying about things that might not even happen. Yeah, you're not alone. That, my friends, is often a sign of generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD for short. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Anxiety is just part of life, right? And while it's true we all experience moments of stress and worry, GAD takes things to another level. It's this nagging feeling of unease that hangs around like a bad smell, making even the simplest tasks feel overwhelming. But here's the good news. Understanding GAD is the first step towards taking control. And trust me, you can absolutely take control. This podcast isn't about accepting anxiety as your roommate. It's about becoming a landlord and kicking it out when it overstays its welcome. So buckle up, because we're diving into the world of GAD, uncovering its secrets and arming ourselves with tools to navigate it like champs. First things first, let's talk symptoms. Ever felt restless or on edge? Like your mind is racing a mile a minute, even when there's no apparent reason. That's a classic sign. Fatigue, difficulty concentrating, irritability, those are all in the GAD playbook too. You might even experience physical symptoms like muscle tension, headaches, and digestive issues. See, it's not just about feeling anxious, it can really impact your whole body and life. Second, remember that everyone's experience with anxiety is unique. There's no one-size-fits-all approach, so don't compare yourself to others or feel like you need to fit a mold. What works for one person may not work for another, and that's perfectly okay. It's about finding what helps you feel calmer and more centered. Third, let's talk triggers. What sets off your anxiety? Is it deadlines at work? Social situations? Financial stress? Identifying your triggers is like learning the enemy's weakness. Once you know them, you can start to develop strategies to cope. Maybe it's about practicing mindfulness techniques when facing deadlines, or gradually exposing yourself to social situations in a safe and controlled environment. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of self-care. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? You need to fuel your body and mind with healthy habits. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, move your body regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. And finally, remember that seeking professional help is a sign of strength, not weakness. If you're struggling with GAD, talking to a therapist or counselor can provide invaluable support and guidance. They can teach you coping mechanisms, help you understand your anxiety triggers, and develop a personalized treatment plan. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young entrepreneur juggling multiple projects, always feeling the pressure to succeed. Her mind races constantly, filled with worries about deadlines, client expectations, and making the right decisions. Even simple tasks like checking her emails become overwhelming, leaving her feeling exhausted and drained. Sarah realizes she needs help managing her anxiety before it takes over her life. She starts by practicing mindfulness exercises, taking breaks for walks in nature, and prioritizing sleep. She also joins a support group to connect with others who understand what she's going through. Slowly but surely, Sarah learns to navigate her anxieties and regain control of her life. So remember this, GAD doesn't have to define you. Understanding its symptoms, triggers, and coping mechanisms empowers you to take charge. Practice self-care, seek support when needed, and never hesitate to reach out for help. You're not alone in this journey, and together, we can conquer anxiety one day at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the message of hope and resilience. And if you found value in today's podcast, leave us a review. Your feedback helps others discover the anti-anxiety stoic and join our community of calm, control, and courage. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of inspiration and practical tools to navigate life with greater ease. Until then, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.